Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top-grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger-cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. No definite date for the wedding has yet been set, but Penny Gibbs is going to become the wife of young and handsome Barry Carlton, heir to the Carlton millions and wealthy in his own right. Penny is dressing for the country club dance when the doorbell rings.
Oh, Peg, answer that, will you?
All right, Penny.
If it's Barry, tell him I'm not ready yet.
Well, you'd better be ready soon. You know how men hate to be kept waiting.
Oh, it won't be long.
Oh, you do sound impatient, Mr. Carlton.
Hello.
Well, it is Mr. Carlton.
Evening, Peg. Say, you're not going back to calling me Mr. just because I'm practically married, are you?
Not as long as you don't go back to calling me Mrs.
Mrs.? Hey, every time I look at you, I want to call you beautiful.
Why, thank you, sir, she said, taking a quick look in the mirror to see who's kidding who. Come on in.
Thanks. Where's Penny?
Can't you guess?
Oh, not dressed yet, huh? Why not?
Barry, a girl doesn't dress in 5 minutes when she's going to the country club.
Oh, but the time I took you, you were waiting at the door.
Mm-hmm. But I'd started getting ready at 3 that afternoon.
Now who's kidding who?
Well, I did start at 4. I had to. I was so excited, I was all thumbs.
Mm.
Hadn't been to a dance like that in years. Oh, Barry, I can't thank you enough or often enough for taking me that night. I had a marvelous time.
So did I, Peg.
Oh, you were probably bored with me. You know, you were thinking about poor Penny working at your mother's all evening.
No, honestly, Peg, I enjoyed taking you. I like people who appreciate things. Makes me realize how lucky I am to have all the things I have. You know, I rather take things for granted a little too much.
Oh, you can't be blamed for that, Barry. After all, you've had everything all your life.
I haven't had as much as you think, Peg. Maybe having money and living in a big house seems as if it's a lot, but actually all things are relative. It's all a matter of what you're used to.
Well, that's what I mean. You've had fine things and known fine things all your life. You don't know that the world you live in is different from the world in which the rest of us live.
Well, we don't live in different worlds, Peg.
Oh, yes, we live differently. We know different things, have different things. Everything about our lives and our ways of living are different. And that makes us people of different worlds. Look, do you think my little daughter has ever seen the inside of anything such as the house you live in?
Well, I don't know. Is there any reason why Julie should want to see inside a house like mine?
Oh, it would thrill and amaze her, Barry. Julie's heard about castles only in fairy tales. And to her, that home of yours would be a fairy castle.
And to me, it's a real-life dungeon.
Only because you're used to it. To you, it's no more than an apartment is to an apartment dweller, or as this house is to us, just a home. But to people who don't live in a house with shining halls and marble columns and windows 2 stories high, your home's, well, to someone like little Julie, it would be a dream come true.
Well, it is a showplace, all right. When it's mine, I'm going to move out of it, though, and open it up to the public or give it to the city or something. Unless Mother's will forbids me to get rid of it. Say, I have an idea.
What?
If the place really would be a treat for Julie, I'd like her to see it.
Oh, Barry, no, I wouldn't want to put you to all that bother.
Oh, they're nothing. I'd like it. Believe it or not, there are parts of the house even I haven't been into in years. And if I had someone to show around, I might make an inspection tour myself.
Oh, Barry, you're joking.
No.
Your house isn't so big that even you haven't seen all of it.
No, now look, I'm not joking. Mother and I use only the east wing, and it has everything the main part of the house has, only on a smaller scale.
Barry, you know, I haven't even seen your home from the outside. It's beginning to sound like a palace.
Well, if you must know the horrible truth, Peg, Dad did model it after one of the better-known palaces in France. Only thank goodness he was satisfied to have his replica of it on a smaller scale than the original.
Oh, Barry, now I have to see it, too. I think it would be just as thrilling for me as for Julie, and I'm not a bit ashamed to admit it.
Well, look, you don't think I'd invite Julie without inviting her mother, do you? Tell you what, I'll ask Penny to bring both you and Julie up early some evening, and all four of us will tour the place. Many times as Penny's been there, I don't think she's seen anything but parts of the East Wing.
Oh, thank you, Barry. That would be wonderful. But perhaps we'd better not.
Why? I thought you wanted Julie to see it. I thought you wanted to see it, too.
Oh, I'd love to. It would be something Julie would never forget, but under the circumstances,
Peg. We're all grown up. If I didn't suggest taking you through the house, Penny would suggest it sooner or later.
Barry, I don't like to say this, and I don't want you to think any of the less of Penny for it, because after all, she is entitled to her own opinion, and there's some reason for her feeling the way she does, but I...
But what?
Well, Penny and Julie don't get along too well.
Oh, no,
well,
I can't.
Penny is
that.
Lovely to her. Believe me, Penny's nice to everybody, whether she likes that person or not. But I do happen to know that Penny is not quite as fond of my daughter as she pretends to be.
Well, I wonder why.
It's entirely too long and too unpleasant a story for such a lovely evening, Barry. Let's just say, well, thanks for wanting us to see your house, but I'm afraid it's just one of those things that can't be.
Oh, yes, it can, Peg. One of these evenings when Penny's busy, I'll take you and Julie up there, just the two of you.
Oh, Barry, that would be wonderful.
We'll say no more about it. We'll just do it, that's all. Maybe I'll even have Mother invite the two of you for dinner. They still serve a formal dinner in that dungeon I live in.
Oh, dear, I can just see Julie staring at those uniformed butlers and making some horrible remarks.
Well, I look at them and make some certain remarks myself sometimes. We'll definitely make it for dinner. Mother will love Julie.
But she won't think I'm...
Don't you worry about what Mother thinks. You're a friend of Penny's. And Penny's friends are the only people in this world Mother accepts with open arms. It's a date for dinner and a tour through the Carlton Mansion for both you and Julie. I'll phone you tomorrow afternoon, let you know just when.
Oh, Barry, I can't help it. I'm just as excited as a child.
Well, wait till you've walked from one end of that house to the other and back and forth through three floors. You'll lose your enthusiasm. I wonder what's losing Penny.
Oh, I'll go up and see how she's doing.
No, don't bother. She'll just be upset because I'm hurrying her. She's a girl worth waiting for, because when you finally see her, you certainly have something awfully good to look at.
Yeah, I think that just about does it. Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, you're going to be the prettiest girl at the whole dance.
You really think I'll do, Nora?
Do, Miss Gibbs. Why, I've never seen you look so beautiful.
Well, it's no guarantee anyone will want to look at me.
Oh, you know they will.
Oh, but how will they look at me? With smiles, with frowns, or with raised eyebrows?
Well, I'll guarantee it, Miss Gibbs. Mr. Carlton won't be able to dance even one dance with you after the other men see you. Oh, Cricket, you'll keep your promise about tonight, won't you?
My promise?
Yeah, oh, I was afraid you'd forget. You said you'd come in and wake me up and tell me all about the dance when you came home tonight, no matter how late it is.
You sure you want me to wake you up, no matter how late it is?
Oh, yes, Miss Gibbs. I just have to know what it's like to go to a beautiful dance with a man you're going to marry. And with a man so rich, too.
Rich or poor, Nora, the man's pleasant company and a good dancer, the dance will be a delightful evening.
Oh, but you know it's going to be more wonderful than anything you've ever done. I read all about the dance in the newspapers, Miss Gibbs. They've been writing about it for weeks. It's a very special dance. And you know, you're going with somebody very special.
He's very special to me, Nora. Is my hair all right in back?
Oh, yes, it's beautiful. Well,
Nora, you think you were going to this dance instead of me tonight? You're so excited.
Oh, Cricket's in my dreams. I am going, Miss Gibbs, in the most beautiful evening gown you ever saw, and with the handsomest and richest man in the whole world.
Oh, must he be rich?
Oh, no, of course not, Miss Gibbs, but being rich isn't bad, is it?
No, darling, it certainly isn't.
You know, Miss Gibbs, I lie awake at night sometimes, thinking how rich you'll be when you marry Mr. Carlton.
I do, too, some nights, Nora.
Won't it be wonderful, Miss Gibbs?
I don't know, Nora. I hadn't thought about it that way. I mean, it will be nice. There are lots of things I want that only money can buy. And when I have the money, I will buy them. But money won't guarantee Barry's happiness or mine. And it's our happiness I want most of all.
Well, Miss Gibbs, I don't believe it, and nobody will ever make me believe it, but I heard some people in the grocery store say that you were running after Mr. Carlton because you wanted his money.
Nora, listen to me. First of all, I didn't run after Mr. Carlton. And secondly, I love him, not his money.
Oh, I know that, Miss Gibbs, but I just hate to hear people say those awful things about you.
And I hate to know they're saying those things, Nora, but I guess there's nothing I can do about it. Darling, it's that kind of talk that keeps me awake at night. It makes me wonder about something.
Wonder about what, Miss Gibbs?
If this isn't all too good to be true. I've always wanted to know that I loved someone, to be sure that I loved someone. Rich or poor didn't matter, Nora, as long as I loved him deeply and consumingly, unalteringly. And that is the way I love Barry.
Well, that's nothing to wonder about, Miss Gibbs.
No, but I do wonder if ill fortune isn't still dogging me. I had to be a poor girl and fall in love with a rich man so people would talk. Maybe it's talk that'll spoil things for me now.
Oh, don't let the talk spoil anything, Miss Gibbs. What people say doesn't matter.
What people say can give certain people the wrong idea sometimes, Nora.
Mr. Carlton, you mean? Oh, I don't think he'll ever care what people say.
I hope not, but there's his mother, Nora. She can't be fooled, but she can be misinformed. And I do have several enemies among the Carlton's friends.
Well, if they don't like you, it's just because they're jealous.
Jealousy can do a lot of damage, Nora.
Oh, Miss Gibbs, I thought that you were just nothing but happy about everything. Now I find out you're not.
I am happy, Nora. I'm so happy that everything is more like a dream than something that's really happening to me. I'm afraid I'll wake up.
I know what you mean, Miss Gibbs. I felt the same way when I first found out that Freddie loved me. I was sure it wasn't true, and I was afraid to be happy because I didn't want to wake up and be sad. Oh, but you don't have anything to worry about, Miss Gibbs?
I hope not, Nora. I've never known such happiness before. Nothing, absolutely nothing must happen to take this away from me.
Is Penny's happiness secure? Or has she found her heart's desire, and with it a premonition that there is tragedy in the future? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. K-C-B. K-C-B. K-C-B means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less waste. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. That's where you'll find delicious beef, top grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.